five, four, three, two.
Pissed off and pissed on.
Very pissed off and pissed on.
Some of the famous AC Transit bus fight. Somebody call an ambulance. Not on us, though. Welcome back in to the Radcast. I am Steven. I am no longer Mighty Morphin Matt.
Yep, no.
Nope. Just regular old Matthew Paul Webster.
Montrose Paul.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Montrose.
Thank you.
But also welcome to the show, all of you. This is our first week in 4 weeks, not talking about anything Mighty Morphin Power Rangers related.
Y'all have a little Power Ranger hangover.
Yeah, exactly.
What a great month.
That was a great time. I think we did a really good job with our retrospectives, and then we had a blast talking with good buddy of ours, Tyler Crandall, last week. But this week and this month, it's going to be a little bit more of a smorgasbord or hodgepodge of topics until we get to our new summer series. Matt, would you like to let everybody know what's in store for them for July and August?
For July and August, we've got Sylvester Stallone summer and Arnold Schwarzenegger summer.
Yeah.
So we got Stallone summer and Schwarzenegger summer. And in those 2 months, we're going to switch off each week between a Stallone movie.
Well, one month we're doing all Stallone, 1 month we're doing all Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
to be fair, we didn't really hash out the details on that. We just know we're doing it.
You all, as well as myself, are learning the format for the first time.
Shout out to Derek Gove, who we've mentioned multiple times on the show, who's been on the show just one day at work. He's like, have you guys ever thought of doing like a Arnold Schwarzenegger month or Sylvester Stallone month? I was like, we can do both this year.
Yeah, so we're going to Stallone summer, Schwarzenegger summer. 1 month Stallone movies, 1 month Schwarzenegger movies. They're not going to be like, oh, we're going to do Terminator or we're going to do Rambo, even though those are great movies, or First Blood, excuse me.
But
great movies, but we're going to try and go and pick different movies.
Yeah. Some of them will be movies that we have seen numerous times, mainly with Schwarzenegger portion will be movies. Kindergarten Cop is one of them.
Yes.
Same with Twins.
Yep.
But also we'll be doing
Last
Junior,
Action Hero,
and then also and celebrating its 30th anniversary, Last Action Hero, which is a wonderful,
great, it's a fantastic movie.
It's such a fun movie.
Yep.
And it's also briefly has an appearance and a cameo by the now late Tina Turner.
Yes.
In it.
Mm-hmm. We're Junior, Kindergarten Cop, Twins, Last Action Hero.
For Stallone, Demolition Man, Stop from a Mom Will Shoot, Cobra, and Tango and Cash.
Yes.
We'll be doing those.
Yep.
So we are very excited.
Super excited.
Also, if only just so we can call it this, in the month of September, it will be Septwember.
Yes.
Month. We will be doing all Mary-Kate and Ashley movies.
All Mary-Kate and Ashley movies. Septwember.
Yes.
And we are also twins.
Yes.
And they are twins.
Yes.
Fraternal twins. Yeah. We are also fraternal twins.
Yes.
Most people think we're identical twins.
No, we're fraternal.
As we've gotten older, they can see more of the difference. But when we were younger, people thought we were identical twins.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Plus, I think it's just easier for people to say identical twins or to think identical twins. But we are fraternal.
Yeah.
Because we're also frat bros.
Frat bros.
Yeah. Frat twins, dude.
Frat twins. That's us, the frat twins.
And then
that'd be a fun character.
The frat twins. Jesus, that would be fun. But also coming in October, we are dubbing it once again 5 weeks of Fright.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 5 weeks of Frights and then did Sucktastic. Then we all last year was Radcast Halloween, but it's back to being 5 weeks of Fright.
Yep.
So it'll be 5 weeks of Fright 3.
Yep.
And we're going to be coming at you with that in October. November and December are toss-ups. I wasn't planning on saying what was to come
here at the beginning.
But that's kind of tentative what we're planning on. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited. We're also, this is momentous in a way, I suppose, because we're ending another year-by-year retrospective series.
Yes.
Unlike the 90s where we stretched it across three seasons, pretty
Something
much
like
two
that.
Seasons.
Yeah,
we were able
we actually
to,
counted seasons.
Yeah, I guess here we stretch it across kind of 2 years. Either way, we're talking about the year 2000.
Yes,
to cap off our year-by-year retrospective of the 2000s, which just like the 90s has been a blast.
So fun.
You
just
also,
like the 90s, we went backwards for some reason.
Yeah. Whenever when we do the 80s, we'll start with the year 1980. The 80s will be coming at you in 2024, which we're excited about. We're excited about some other retrospectives we're going to start. One of them being a Simpsons summer for next summer, where we talk, where we do retrospective slash ranking our favorite episodes in each season of the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons.
Because that's mainly what we watched was the first 10 seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not gonna sit here and be like, ugh, Simpsons sucked after a certain... Because it's still around, so obviously it has success.
Kind of going through episodes from seasons 11 and 12, definitely, but like 13 and 14, I remember watching some of those episodes when they aired. So we watched pretty steadily through about season 15, 14, 15, but seasons 1 through 10 is what's considered by most the absolute golden era of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. Hey, that's next summer.
Hey,
okay?
Come on. Don't rush us, bro.
Please. You ain't from Russian, so why you ain't from Russia, so why are you Russian?
Yeah, exactly.
Nelly. It's a Nelly line.
St. Louis original.
Yeah, from the Lou and I'm Proud.
Yes.
But we won't belabor it anymore. If this is your first time listening to one of our decade retrospective episodes, this is the end of the 2000s. We did the 90s. And in all of those, we try to showcase the celebrity deaths, world events, movies, music. We've thrown in sports.
Yep.
In the last few years,
video games.
We've thrown in television.
Threw in, you know, wrestling as part of kind of the sports section.
A lot of various moments that encompass and define the year, if you will, at least according to what we've looked up.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be as thorough and extensive as we can, but just a little disclaimer, not everything may be as detailed as those of you who listen might like. That's not a shot at anybody.
No, of course not.
We're not going to cover everything
happened
that year. So let's just start with the way we always start with these, and that's with celebrity deaths.
Yes. So some celebrity deaths of 2000. There was a lot of big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hedy Lamarr, famous actress. Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
So Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was also in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But also Lawrence of Arabia, stuff like that. Jim Varney. Jim Varney. Ernest P. Worrell, as well as Jed Clampett, other great
Ranger.
Yeah, he was a Power Ranger, as we covered.
It's in our season 3 retrospective, we do a little bit where we have what would it be like if Ernest were a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
But also, for those of you that know us, know how much we adore Ernest P. Worrell and love Jim Varney.
Oh yeah, just a man of just so talented, and the range he displayed in just the Ernest movies.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Ernest movies, you know how he jumps back and forth between characters during certain bits. And by all accounts, just a wonderful man and just succumbed to lung cancer.
Yeah.
So Jim Varney, we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Matthau.
Another classic, you know, of course, a famous and iconic actor of pretty much anything he did, comedy, of whenever he's in dramatic role. Just Walter Matthau, a legend. Also, he was in Dennis the Menace.
Yes,
which we watched all the time. Celebrates 30 years,
the
30th anniversary this year as well.
Yep. Pierre Trudeau, 15th Prime Minister of Canada. Pierre Escargot.
Yeah, exactly.
A fellow by the name of Charles M. Schulz.
Yeah.
Cartoonist.
Creator of Peanuts.
Charlie Brown and the Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Orr, who is the co-founder and lead vocalist of the rock band The Cars.
He was
co-founder and co-lead vocalist.
Yeah, I was going to say Rick Ocasek is that iconic Cars.
Yeah. Loretta Young. So actress Loretta Young. Gwen Verdon, who was known for like Damn Yankee, Sweet Charity, Chicago, stuff like that. Jason Robards.
Ah, yeah. I mean, he's done so much, but like
Parenthood.
What we knew him from, Little Big League.
Yeah,
which is
A League of Their Own.
Which is a massively underrated one of the better baseball movies.
For sure. From the 90s.
From the 90s.
Just in general.
I think all time. Yeah. But also, when you have your Rookie of the Years and you have the Sandlot and you have A League of Their Own, which, you know, justifiably so, get the acclaim they do, mainly, you know, Sandlot and League of Their Own. Rookie of the Year is a fun movie. Little Big League is not in a lot of people's conversations.
It's funny. A lot of quotable lines. That's what you get from like a Sandlot or Rookie of the Year. People quote it if they grew up watching it. Little Big League has some really quotable lines. Great baseball.
The baseball in it's great.
They have actual former players. Mm-hmm. And the actors that play baseball in it look like they could play baseball. Mm-hmm. Timothy Busfield could have played for the real Minnesota Twins.
At that time, maybe.
No. And Ken Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson are in it, as well as other major league
Ken
players.
Griffey Jr. is the main antagonist at the end. And I guess antagonist, quote unquote.
Yeah, he's a villain in the movie.
People doubting Billy Haywood, that's the antagonist.
Yeah, exactly. Larry Linville, who's Major Frank Burns in MASH, TV series MASH. Tom Landry. Obviously, I'm quoting Krusty the Clown from a Simpsons episode, but Tom Landry is a legendary football coach. Yeah. Yokozuna.
Yakazuma. He's an iconic pro wrestler, especially from the new what was known as the new generation WWF.
Yep. John Gilgood.
John Gilgood.
That's from an SNL sketch. Yes. Who had Shakespearean roles in the theater, and he played Hamlet at the age of 26.
Sorry, Sir John Gilgood.
Pardon me. First host of The Tonight Show and radio personality, Steve Allen.
Steve Allen, yeah.
Yep. Richard Mulligan, who was in Empty Nest.
You would
know him if you saw him.
Of course, yes. Character actor Richard Mulligan.
Yep. Derek Thomas,
former
NFL linebacker for the Chiefs. He became a paraplegic from a car accident and then died of a pulmonary embolism 2 weeks later.
Mm.
So just legendary player, amazing player. I remember when that happened.
Yeah,
I
do
like,
too.
Whoa, Derek Thomas. David Tomlinson, who played the dad in Mary Poppins.
Mm. Oh, yes, yeah.
Richard Farnsworth, Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Big Pun. Who's a Latino artist.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Barty, famous little person
from
actor.
Willow.
UHF. They played the High Alduin. Yeah. He was in UHF. Yeah, legendary. Tito Puente.
Yeah.
The band leader, conductor, composer. Yeah, exactly. Screamin' Jay Hawkins. So if you know the song, I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah.
That was
Didn't he have like 70 kids?
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Bass guitarist for the Four Seasons, Nick Massey. Maurice Richard, Rocket Richard. In the NHL, the Maurice Richard Trophy is awarded to the player that scored the most goals in the league, because Rocket Richard was a prolific goal scorer.
He was the first one to ever score 50 goals in a season.
Yep. Gwendolyn Brooks, who is a poet. Hosea Williams, who's a civil rights leader. Doug Henning, who is a magician. Take a look at this guy.
Oh, God. That's one of those instances where you wish we were a visual podcast.
Yeah, he's a goofy-looking bird. Pakistani singer-songwriter, considered the queen of South Asian pop, Nazia Hassan, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Petty, who was a stock car driver, and one of the pioneers of NASCAR. Pops Staples, who's a musician. The Blue Demon, professional wrestler.
Mm.
I think he was also an actor.
He was. He was in a lot of, like... 60s, like the Blue Demon versus like Dracula.
Yeah.
So like, just kind of like, I guess you'd call it campy B-rated horror movies in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Though they are, I mean,
I guess what we would consider.
Yeah. Lucha Libre wrestlers are celebrities in Mexico.
Yeah.
Bob Lemon, former baseball player. Look at the picture they used for him. They couldn't have used the picture of him in his younger days.
Looks like he's sucking in his gut.
Exactly. Looks like he's playing one of the Legends games. Nat Adderley, who's jazz trumpeter. The lead singer of Foghat, Dave Peverett.
Mm.
Mad Magazine cartoonist Don Martin. Christopher Pettit, who was in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Mm.
He was one of the kids.
Oh, yeah.
He's a young actor, died really soon. Gary Albright, who is another professional wrestler. Bobby Duncombe Jr., another professional wrestler. Mel Carnahan, who is the 51st governor of Missouri.
Oh, yeah, I remember when he died.
Yeah, Professor Tanaka,
Ah, Toru Tanaka.
Yeah. Three Ninjas.
Three Ninjas. I mean, pro wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Taylor, who's a songwriter. And that's all I have.
Okay. There you go. Also, a little tidbit. I guess you could bring it into sports as well. Yeah. When Rocket Richard passed away, the Expos wore a patch on their jersey for the rest of the season, honoring him. It was the first time that a team from another sport honored an athlete from a different sport than theirs. So, yes, those are some of the celebrity deaths. Here are some of the world events for the year 2000.
Yes.
In the year 2000. Yeah. In the year 2000. An old Conan bit. Mm-hmm. World events, January 1st, 2000. Gisborne, New Zealand is the first city in the world to welcome in the new millennium and live to tell the tale, helping to prove the Y2K scare was BS.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Y2K. Make yourselves at home.
Yes. New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
Have a seat, you ones and zeros.
Yeah, it's better than old Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, the going into the year 2000, I can't remember how much of it we covered in our 1999 episode all the way in 2019, but January 1st headline news was, is this Y2K stuff going to happen? Is the world going to end because the computers and such and technology? Because
of the computers.
Yeah, and here 23 years later, it's effed in a different way, but not because of
the computers.
Not because of those 90s computers.
Yeah.
It's effed because of other computers.
Yeah.
But we're still alive, so Y2K did not happen the way that people thought it would. So you can, if you still have your bathwater reserves inside of your cupboard,
you can throw that out.
It's okay
now
to drink it now. Exactly. It's okay to drink it now. Okay, so that was January 1st. So the first place to prove that Y2K was a ruse. February 13th, the last original Peanuts comic strip appears in papers a day after the death of Charles Schulz.
Okay, yeah.
March 20th, Pope JP II, Pope John Paul II, visits the Holy Land, Jordan, Israel, and Palestine, leaving a trail of bodies and destruction in his wake, grew to the size of Godzilla, and lasers came out of his staff, and if you look into the eye of Anubis on his Pope hat, you'll turn to stone.
Exactly. Tried to warn him.
Tried to warn him. April 14th.
JP2's coming for you, baby.
Yep. Anybody trying to download music illegally through sites like Napster would try to warn you, because on April 14th, Metallica goes after Napster. A lawsuit that led the movement against file sharing services. Wikipedia also has this listed as March 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yes, exactly. Napster went bankrupt and liquidated assets in 2002. Brand and logo acquired by Roxio, which they used to rebrand their music service. Napster 2.0, purchased by Best Buy in 2008, merged with Rhapsody Music in 2011. 2016, Rhapsody phased out the Rhapsody brand and became Napster. They started providing music on demand services to brands like iHeartRadio. Napster has changed hands a couple of times over the years, and to this day, still around after being purchased by HiveMind and Algorand. But the original Napster died in 2002.
Yeah, we just like the name.
It's like the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah,
you know, in hockey, it's not the original Ottawa Senators. Yeah. They just took the name from the expansion team.
Yeah.
Took the name from the popular Stanley Cup-winning Ottawa Senators of the early 20th century. April 30th, Pope JP II canonizes Polish nun Sister Faustina. Since it rained the day before and some knucklehead cardinal left the gunpowder outside, it was soaked, so there wasn't enough to load the cannon to shoot her into space like normal, so she was just shot into a field.
I suppose this'll do.
Yep. Knucklehead. He was Polish, by the way. JP2, okay. So he would have had it. Whatever.
Those are my
That's the default.
Yeah.
May 4th, Ken Livingstone becomes first mayor of London, the Merewolves of London.
Merewolves of London.
May 10th, India's population reaches 1 billion. June 13th, South Korean President Kim Dae-jung meets North Korean President Kim Jong-il at the beginning of the first ever inter-Korean summit. As soon as they entered the ballroom at the Sizzler they were meeting at, they had a moment where they realized they were twins, much like in Sister Sister.
A different kind of collision in Korea.
Yeah.
Shout out to WCW.
Yeah, dude.
June 28th, Cuban exile Alien Gonzalez returns to Cuba following a Supreme Court order. August 1st, first patient receives the Jarvik 2000, the first artificial heart that can maintain blood flow and generate a pulse. August 9th, South African President Thabo Mbeki unveils Women's Monument commemorating the role of women in the struggle to end apartheid. September 15th, the 27th Olympic Games open in Sydney, Australia.
I remember that.
Yeah. November 7th, election between George W. Bush and Al Gore is inconclusive. The result in Bush's favor is resolved by the Supreme Court. Thanks a lot, Florida.
I had a little hanging Chad this morning, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
I don't know if any of you know what I mean.
A hanging Chad.
Talking about some poop.
Making hanging Chad jokes. That's a Weird Al on the Conan podcast, which got a big laugh. November 7th. November 7th. In 2000, at the beginning of the year, Matt and I were 8, and at the end of the year, we were 9.
Yep.
November 7th, Hillary Clinton, elected to the Senate, becomes first U.S. First Lady to win public office while still First Lady. November 13th, with the release of the Beatles compilation album One, the official website Beatles.com is launched, thus making a longtime dream of John Lennon's come true.
I'm finally on the internet.
We're finally on the internet.
On the World Wide Web.
We're on the World Wide Web.
That's dueling John Lennon's and Branson.
It's not even dueling. They're saying the same thing.
Yes. November 16th, Bill Clinton becomes first U.S. president to visit Vietnam since the end of the Vietnam War. And he was quoted as saying, "This is just wild, man. Say, can we visit the locations of some of those historical brothels? It's my favorite part of horstery." December 28th, retailer Montgomery Ward announces it's going out of business after 128 years. If there was one thing that couldn't hack it in the year 2000, going into the new millennium, it was Montgomery Ward.
Yep.
And that's a lot of big events, at least how I saw it, in the year 2000.
I'm a hacker.
I'm in
Jurassic Park, which is 1993 30th anniversary.
Yeah,
that's from
Happy
Jurassic
Birthday.
Park. Yeah. Happy birthday to all the dinosaurs.
JP Dinosaur,
you are real. You were real to me. Damn it.
Exactly. Some of the movies.
Yes. Let's talk about
came
some
out
movies.
In 2000. Gladiator.
That's
a big deal to a lot of people. Never seen it.
Yeah. Don't at me, bro.
I plan on watching it at some point in my life. Maybe. I don't know. One movie I have seen, American Psycho, which has really cropped up in memes over the past 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream.
Man, that's a crazy. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's one
heard
of the most.
It's,
it's one of the most disturbing movies. One of those that you watch because it's a good movie, but you can't watch. You can't watch again because it's so disturbing.
Like Mystic River for me.
Yeah.
Great movie. Can't watch it again. Dungeons and Dragons.
With
Jimmy Olsen from
Jimmy
The Adventures
Olsen,
of Lois and
Marlon
Clark.
Wayans.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons.
Yep. Memento.
Christopher Nolan.
Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another movie I haven't seen, but I heard is really good. Snatch. Jason Statham, Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Great movie. Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, that's a great movie.
Great movie. X-Men.
Yeah, of course.
X-Men came out in 2000. I remember having that on VHS.
Uh-huh.
Scary Movie. Came out in 2000.
That was cool. X-Men was cool because, I mean, of course, we've mentioned several times already that we grew up watching the X-Men cartoon and being fans of the X-Men comic books and just the X-Men in general.
Yep.
So to see them in a movie was really cool.
Oh, for sure. Pitch Black with Vin Diesel. Coyote Ugly. With Piper Perabo. Final Destination, the first one. Scream 3.
With Creed on the soundtrack.
Yeah, baby.
Are you ready?
What If?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Great song. I don't care. I love Creed. Traffic.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans.
Great movie.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I remember liking that.
Cameraman Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
And Lucy Liu. Crispin Glover. WTF happened to Crispin Glover.
I watched that
the other day. Joe Blow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aaron Brockovich.
Julia Roberts won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible 2. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Metallica and Limp Bizkit are on the soundtrack.
All of the Mission Impossible movies, to my knowledge, have been highly regarded by so many people, especially in the last, like, 10 years or so, except Mission Impossible 2, which is the best soundtrack.
That's the only one I remember. And I haven't even seen it. I just remember our older brother Andrew, who's been on the show, he had the soundtrack.
And the VHS.
And the VHS. I remember it sitting around our room.
I Disappear was actually, I think, what kind of was the thorn in the side there of Metallica with Napster, because their song I Disappear, which was a single from that soundtrack, found its way on a Napster before they released it.
Yep. So understandably they were upset.
Yeah.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone. I remember watching that once and liking it.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those movies you watch at a certain age, like as a teenager, and you think like, whoa, this is really cool. And then you watch it later and you're like, this movie sucks.
A memory I have about Gone in 60 seconds is when the video iPod came out.
Yeah.
Our older brother Andrew got it as a graduation present. It wasn't right when it came out, but it was very, very close to when it was. 2003 is when he graduated high school, so he got it as a graduation present, and it was a video iPod. I think I already said that. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did.
I remember looking over his shoulder on like a car road trip, and he's watching Gone in 60 Seconds on it.
And you're like, hey, put that down. You got to drive.
Exactly.
He's like, what do you think's getting me through this trip?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he wasn't driving. He was being responsible. Castaway.
Yeah.
High Fidelity.
Ah.
Road Trip.
Oh, yeah.
The Emperor's New Groove.
I like that movie.
I like that movie
lot.
As well. Miss Congeniality.
Never seen it. Never but it's Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock. The Patriot.
Ah, Patriot
Mel Gibson. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That was a huge movie.
Oh, yeah,
with
for sure.
Academy Award winning actress Michelle Yeoh.
Yes, Michelle Yeoh. In the Mood for Love. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Another great soundtrack.
Coen Brothers movie, great soundtrack. The Beach, Bring It On.
Is that one? That one was Leo, The Beach.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Bring It On,
great movie.
Great movie. Watched it recently. Super problematic. Couldn't make it today.
Of course.
But it's one of those where you're like, you know what? It's of its time. Let's just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have fun watching it.
Yeah.
So, The Cell. With Jennifer J-Lo Lopez.
And Catherine Sutherland's in that, too.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn, Vincent D'Onofrio, Hollow Man.
With Kevin Bacon, Elizabeth Shue. It's supposed to be a modern take on The Invisible Man.
The Replacements, great movie. Keanu Reeves,
I haven't had
Gene
the pleasure.
Hackman. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. Bedazzled.
I remember watching that as a kid and being very fond of Elizabeth Hurley in that one.
Well, yeah, why
but
not?
I'm still am. But it's got the Fraze Mang in it.
Yeah.
Our guy Brendan Fraser,
Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser. Unbreakable.
That's a good movie.
I liked it.
Unbreakable a lot.
Yeah.
Chocolat.
Never saw it.
Me neither.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We have an episode about that.
We do.
But we
one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah, with our pal, who's been on the show multiple times, David Greshamport, who we quote that movie with all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not every day anymore, but there was a period in time, because we all worked together to where we quoted that movie every day.
But, I mean, it's a regular in my Christmas rotation.
Oh, for sure.
I love How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
On the Jim Carrey tip, Me, Myself, and Irene, Mission to Mars. Not to be confused with Journey to Mars,
the Jan Terry
song.
Mission to Mars, that was Val Kilmer, right?
No, it was Tim Robbins, Gary Sinise, Don Cheadle, Connie Nielsen.
What the hell? What the hell was Val Kilmer in with Mars?
Heat, because Mars is hot.
Yes, I got it. Keep going. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. Chicken Run.
Chicken Run, you say?
Yeah.
I remember when that movie came out. It came out very close to when we first got a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Actually, to honor the release of the movie, our mom bought us a PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation for everyone.
Dude, Where's My Car? Meet the Parents, which I get it. It's funny, but just Ben Stiller is such a buffoon in that movie, and so many moments you just... It's so funny, because I've seen scenes, and you just sit back and you're like, oh my God, this is just so hard to watch. But I love the movie What About Bob?
Right.
And there's so many moments like that you could say about What About Bob.
I don't know.
I just think because really in that Richard Dreyfuss is the only one who's against Bill Murray. Everybody's even from what I've seen, it seems like even sometimes his fiance played by Terry Polo is even against him. Just, like nothing goes right for him.
And I think that's what it is like nothing. It's just constant events of nothing going right. And you're just like, good God. I think it gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
more than anything.
Red Planet, which also came out in 2000.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Red Planet.
Okay.
I was almost there.
Yeah.
What Women Want, 28 Days with Sandra Bullock and Viggo Mortensen.
Yes.
Dracula 2000.
Also Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi. If you haven't caught on by now, if you're listening for the first time, we purposefully mispronounce
and
names.
Mike O'Malley from Nickelodeon's Guts.
Yeah, exactly.
And Yes, Dear.
Yes, Dear.
Battlefield Earth, which for the longest time is regarded as the worst movie of all time.
Of course.
U571.
U571.
Yes.
The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tay Leone. The Legend of Bagger Vance. Battle Royale. The Road to El Dorado. What Lies Beneath, Ginger Snaps, 13 Days, Men of Honor, Where the Heart Is, or as our friend and former guest Jake Vielwald says, We're the Hardest. It's just maybe we think it's funny. Who knows? Shaft, Samuel L. Jackson, Space Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, with Clint Eastwood and
Tommy Lee Jones,
Donald Sutherland, James Garner.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. No Strings Attached, which came out in 2000.
Yes. Love and Basketball.
Oh.
Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, Big Mama's House, The Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Which you break kayfabe by making a sequel to a movie that, of course, by that time was known to be fake, but they did
the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, but they did such a great job with that found footage.
Yeah.
Type that if you fool the soul.
I at first I thought you were talking about the Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas.
These really aren't people from prehistoric or from the Stone Age.
Just so you know. Ready to Rumble, which we did on Sucktastic Cinema, a god awful movie.
So bad.
Finding Forrester, Reindeer Games. Finding Forrester is a good movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I haven't.
It's a good movie with Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
Reindeer Games.
Yeah. With Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, exactly. Romeo.
Yes.
Romeo Must Die.
With Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. And Aaliyah. Loser. Jason Biggs and Mina Suvari.
Yeah.
Mina Safari. Whatever. Yeah, I just said we mispronounced names on purpose.
A minor safari. We're going to go to Africa on a minor safari.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back by tomorrow. Rules of Engagement. Return to Me, which I need to put that on my list of movies to watch because pretty much everyone in our family has watched it except us.
I grew
and
up
everyone
seeing,
loves it.
Grew up seeing parts of it. It's Minnie Driver, David Duchovny, Carol O'Connor.
Yeah, it is the
wonderful Bonnie Hunt.
Yes, it is the definition of what my mom would call a cute movie.
Oh, yeah.
Frequency with Dennis Quaid. You want to talk about having anxiety the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Great movie.
I remember watching those movies like back to back, like at around the same time. So to me, Frequency is synonymous. Those movies as an Unbreakable and Frequency. But Frequency and Unbreakable are like synonymous with one another.
Great movie. What a concept for a movie, too. Great Dennis Quaid, Jim Caviezel.
Jesus Christ Caviezel
before he was a whack job.
Yeah.
The Perfect Storm with George Clooney. The Gift. Dinosaur.
Ah, from Disney.
Yeah. Best in Show.
Oh, my God.
Christopher Guest is a genius.
It is one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Yeah.
Because the Christopher Guest style of mockumentary is just so good.
Yeah.
And Best in Show is arguably the best of all of his movies. I personally love Waiting for Guffman.
That's
a little
my favorite.
More. And A Mighty Wind is excellent, but Best in Show was the first Christopher Guest movie I ever watched.
Oh, yeah.
When we first had the DVD. It is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
Boiler Room, Next Friday, which I watched the original Friday just a couple days ago for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. God shouldn't have killed my dog.
Exactly. That was one of his many famous one-liners.
We won't be talking about that on the Schwarzenegger and the Stolen Schwarzenegger Summer.
No. Shanghai Noon, Pay It Forward, Titan A.E.
Pay It Forward.
Titan A.E., which is, you know, it's a pretty good movie. Wait, That was the one with Matt Damon that's not rendered super well. Flat voice acting.
I might be thinking of a different movie.
Yeah.
Maybe Titan.
You're thinking of Remember the Titans, A&E.
Yes, I am thinking of
Remember the Titans, you're thinking of the channel A&E.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. The Art of War, Whatever It Takes, with Marla Sokolov, The Kid with Bruce Willis.
I remember watching that as a kid.
Oh, yeah. 102 Dalmatians, Left Behind the Movie,
oof,
with Kirk Cameron.
Yikes.
The Way of the Gun, Wonder Boys, Keeping the Faith, Supernova, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, Kevin and Perry Go Large, Drowning Mona, Nine Queens, Heavy Metal 2000, Boys and Girls, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Claire Forlani.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
The Clumps.
love watching
scenes with The Clumps.
Me too. Get Carter, which we're not doing for Stallone Summer.
Sorry,
everyone.
Maybe the Michael Caine version.
Yeah, exactly. Dancing at the Blue Iguana. One Piece the Movie, Rugrats in Paris.
I liked Rugrats in Paris.
I did too. Highlander Endgame, Nurse Betty, The In Crowd, The Tigger Movie, The Ladies Man. I also watched a few days ago, and it is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's an absurd movie.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Fight, Bounce, Down to You, The Dish, Hamlet, Broken Hearts Club, a romantic comedy. I'm saying because I'm skipping a bunch of stuff. The Crow, Salvation.
With Eric Mabius and Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
And the wonderful Walton Goggins.
Yes, of course. Hanging Up, State and Main, Dr. T and the Women, Our Lips Are Sealed, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, we won't be doing that one.
But yes.
Actually, we're really not sure which ones we're doing yet.
Not yet. Digimon the Movie, Screwed, Committed, MVP Most Valuable Primate, Titanic,
yes.
The Legend Goes On, which is that cartoon that John Tron.
Oh, yeah, the sequel to Titanic. Or no, it's a different take on Titanic.
Yeah, it's a cartoon and it's horrible. Mr. Accident with director Yahoo Sirius, starring Yahoo Sirius.
Yahoo Sirius.
The Little Vampire, Snow Day, Center Stage.
We're watching Snow Day.
Yeah, I like Snow Day.
I liked it all right.
And Shadow of the Vampire.
That's a lot. Shadow of the Vampire is it's a take on the making of F.W. Murnau's Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Which is still, I think, it's still scary.
It's still freaky to this day. And it's John Malkovich and Willem Dafoe plays
Max Schreck.
Yeah. And the mystery in it is as the story tries to portray was Max Schreck like really a vampire?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they're telling there. I've always wanted to watch it. I haven't watched
it. Yeah, I don't know that, but I do know he was really ugly.
Yeah, he was. See, they didn't need a lot of makeup.
No.
Those are his real teeth.
Yeah.
So here's some music, some album releases. Anal Bum cover.
Yeah.
Some album releases.
Yes.
So like we do with a lot of these, I'll go through the albums and if there's notable songs, I will say that. And then like nearing the end, we'll do like some singles that maybe weren't listed, because sometimes we'll say the singles along with the albums.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Razorblade Romance from Him. New Day Dawning, Winona Judd. The Better Life, Three Doors Down debut, which has Kryptonite, Loser, and Be Like That.
Yep.
Together, which Together was a fictional boy band showcased in an MTV made-for-TV movie, then a spinoff show.
I remember watching that movie and that show.
Kevin Farley is in it.
But haven't seen it since 2000.
Yeah. And then the Meathead from Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass!
Yeah.
That guy was in it. Blood Flowers, The Cure. Book of Thugs, Trick Daddy. Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, Oasis, Stiff Upper Lip, AC/DC, Hooray for Boobies, the US release with Bloodhound Gang,
which has
the Bad Touch on it, Machina / The Machines of God, Smashing Pumpkins, The Swiss Army Romance, Dashboard Confessionals debut, Snowfall, Yanni,
Yanni.
Crack a Smile, and more, Poison, Maybe I'll Catch Fire, Alkaline Trio, Drawing Black Lines, Project 86, Tess Stein's theme, One-Armed Man,
Christian Metal, dude.
Yeah, Set Me Up, Me Against Me.
I still like me some old Project 86.
Oh, yeah. Here's an album that, if you listen to our boy bands episode, all the way back in 2019 with Zach and Bree Matthews, you hear us talk about our affection for this boy band and this album, No Strings Attached, which... was,
I still love NSYNC, and I still love that album.
It was unbelievably popular.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the greatest pop albums of all time. Top to bottom, so many hits.
Yep.
But it's just, it is such an indelible mark on our lives.
Oh, yeah. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Heard of it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Gonna Be Me, which has been turned into a meme.
Yeah.
Because Justin Timberlake says it like May in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Ring Any Bells?
Mm-hmm.
Space Cowboys?
Yes, that's a callback.
It's a callback.
Yeah, we referenced that. Not 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Waving her hand like you're trying to make me forget.
Yes.
No.
What do you think? You're some sort of Jedi waving your hand around?
Theatrics,
like that?
Dear boy. Yeah. Reinventing the Steel from Pantera.
Mm-hmm.
We have The Facts. We're voting yes. Death Cab for Cutie. The X's debut.
Yeah.
Real Live Woman, Trisha Yearwood. Can't Take Me Home, Pink. Yeah, baby. Big pun.
Mm-hmm.
Of One Blood, Shadows Fall. Return of Saturn, No Doubt,
yeah.
Which had New, Ex-Girlfriend, yeah. Bathwater, Simple Kind of Life.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Seven from S-Club 7, which
S-Club.
Is...
S-Club, get down tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It was the sequel to S-Club from the year before.
Yes.
Stronger Than Death, Black Label Society, Infest, Papa Roach, which has Last Resort and Broken Home, Reliant K, their debut album, Skull and Bones, Cypress Hill, which has Rap Superstar / Rock Superstar, Thug Walkin', Ying Yang Twins, All Hands on the Bad Ones, Sleater-Kinney, Pay Attention, Mighty Mighty Boss-Tones, The Ballad Collection from Boys to Men,
nice.
I Wanna Be With You, Mandy Moore, and no, that isn't me thinking out loud, it's the album and the artist.
Yes.
Although, I love me some Mandy Moore.
If you're listening,
Mandy Moore, she's married.
I'm missing you like candy.
Come on, Mandy. and the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack, as we just said.
Yeah.
This Time Around from Hanson, the follow-up to Middle of Nowhere from
the massive album.
Had This Time Around, Save Me, Runaway Run, If Only, You Never Know. Songs we heard blaring throughout the house.
Yeah.
Because our sister Samantha, if you listen to her Ramble episode a few months ago,
we extolled the virtues.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah, we extolled the virtues of Hanson.
Exactly.
Which I will still extol.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing You Never Know in the car the other day.
Yeah.
That's, acapella.
Yeah, exactly. I listened to this album a couple months ago, and as soon as the first song comes in, just this wave of nostalgia hit me.
Yep.
Binaural from Pearl Jam had Light Years and Nothing As It Seems on it. The Ever Passing Moment, MXPX. Let's Do It for Johnny, Bowling for Soup. Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears.
Oh, man.
With Oops, I Did It Again, Stronger and Lucky. Resolver from Veruca Salt. We Are Motorhead from Motorhead. Inside Job from Don Henley.
Yeah.
Which many a time in high school we listened to on the way to school. Because we would ride with our dad, and our dad's a big Don Henley fan. Had Inside Job, Nobody Else in the World But You. Taking You Home for My Wedding, My Thanksgiving,
great song.
Mad Season from Matchbox 20, which had Bent, If You're Gone, Mad Season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Marshall Mathers EP from Eminem, The Real Slim Shady, The Way I Am, Stan. Murdu Nam, A Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
Which has, the singles were Judith, Three Libras, and The Hollow, but the whole album's
Josh
good.
Josh Freese. Played on that album, and now he's the new drummer for the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, he's going to do a great job.
Oh, fantastic.
Brave New World from Iron Maiden, which had Brave New World and the Wicker Man on it. Brutal Planet, Alice Cooper, Rated R, Queens of the Stone Age. Crush, Bon Jovi, again, Not Thinking Out Loud. That's just the album and the artist.
I mean, come on, though, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about crush them under my feet.
Oh,
and
I got
God
you.
Of peace will soon crush Satan underneath his feet.
Romans 16, 19. Exactly.
But it has the song, the massive hit, It's My Life, on there.
Oh, yeah.
Power to the People, Poison, which is a part studio, part live album.
Yeah.
CeCe DeVille is back on guitar. Blue Saraceno played on Crack a Smile.
Mm-hmm.
So you had CeCe DeVille, you had Richie Kotzen, Blue Saraceno for a little bit, and then CeCe DeVille was back.
Yeah.
CeCe, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. For all you Poison fans out there.
Yeah, exactly. Not That Kind, Anastasia, Anarchy, Busta Rhymes, Pop Trash, Duran Duran, Distilge, The White Stripes, Let's Make Sure We Kiss Goodbye, Vince Gill, Now You See Inside, SR71, which had the hit All Right Now on it. Why you always kick me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was right here.
Right now.
No.
Right. Pretty sure that's... Is that Fatboy Slim?
I don't remember. One voice, Billy Gilman, which Gilman was...
Yeah.
He was a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, the Gilman.
Yeah. White Pony from Deftones.
What an album.
That album changed changed the perception of Deftones, but also changed alternative metal and hard rock music.
And also Change is the name of one of the songs.
Yeah, Change in the House of Flies. Yeah. But the first time I heard the song Digital Bath, it was an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
I'd never heard anything like that in my life.
And I wasn't like... The first time I heard the song Elite, I was waiting for a morning class in college, and I was just sitting outside the class waiting for it to start. And I put it on, and it's a super heavy and like...
It's just screamy.
Screamy and heavy, and I wasn't really into that kind of music, but there was just something about this song, and I was like, I'm going to run through a wall. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm about to run through a wall. And ever since, like, such a great album. Oh, I love White Pony.
It's their greatest album. I personally, a few years ago, we talked about their album Diamond Eyes
is my favorite.
I personally like Diamond Eyes better, but
White Pony
is iconic.
Yeah, love it.
Country Grammar from Nelly.
Yeah, we just talked about
Nelly on the map. Half Hour of Power, Sum 41, The Notorious K.I.M., Lil Kim, Double Wide, Uncle Cracker, which had Follow Me on it.
Yeah,
Parachutes, Coldplay's debut, which had the song Yellow. New Tattoo from Motley Crue. Songs from American Movie, Volume 1, Learning How to Smile, Everclear, which had the song Wonderful on it. Songs from the American Movie, Volume 2, Good Time for a Bad Attitude, Everclear, Walk of Life, Billy Piper, The Leprechaun from Lil Flip. Now, That's What I Call Music 4, which we had.
I have it in my car.
Yeah, Larger Than Life. We had the tape as well.
Yeah.
Larger Than Life, Crazy, I Need to Know, Blue, Candy, All the Small Things, This Time Around, I Try, from Macy Gray.
Yeah.
But I remember listening to that a lot.
Yep.
Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds, Volume 1, Jill Scott's debut. The Eclectic, which is Wyclef Jean. The Eclectic, two sides to a book. Wyclef Jean, Horoscope, Eve 6, which has the song Here's to the Night.
Here's to the Night.
One of the biggest songs that started the decade that still played and is a question that is asked by many as one of the greatest questions in life. Who let the dogs out? From Baha Men.
Who let those little mutts go?
Yes. Artificial Intelligence, Mosaic Thump from De La Soul. Hotshot, Shaggy, which had It Wasn't Me on there. We Still Crunk, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. When Incubus Attacks, Volume 1 EP from Incubus.
Yeah, yeah. It's got some good acoustic versions on there.
Sing When You're Winning, Robbie Williams, which had the song Kids on it with Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Mas Baracho from Infectious Grooves. Together Again from Together. Machina 2, The Friends and Enemies of Modern Music, Smashing Pumpkins. Goat, spelled out G-O-A-T. LL Cool J, Maroon from Bare Naked Ladies, said Pinch Me, Too Late, Falling for the First Time, Never Do Anything. Another album we heard all the time in the car.
Oh, yeah. Even though our mom refused to say Bare Naked Ladies, they were always B&L.
I still find myself saying B&L.
Yeah.
Music from Madonna, The Prodigal Son, Nate Dogg, Something Like Human, Fuel, which had Hemorrhage in My Hands, Bad Day Last Time, Light Years from Kylie Minogue, Aaron's Party from the late Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
Which had the song Aaron's Party, Come Get It, That's How I Beat Shaq, his cover of I Want Candy, and Girl You Shine, Beware of Dog, Bow Wow, and a Tim Couch jersey.
Yes.
Bridging the Gap, Black Eyed Peas, Pre-Fergie, Good Charlotte, their debut, Learning to Breathe, Switchfoot.
Yeah.
Revelation from 98 Degrees, which says Gimme Just One Night, Uno Nocha. Kid A from Radiohead, Warning from Green Day, which gets panned. It's right before American Idiot.
Yeah.
You know, in between their 90s, their height in the 90s and American Idiot.
Yeah.
I like Warning.
I do too.
Rule 336 from Ja Rule, American 3, Solitary Man, Johnny Cash, Back for the First Time, Ludacris, Chocolate Starfish, and Hot Dog Flavored Water. And Significant Other, I like a lot.
I do. I like, sonically, Chocolate Starfish has some really interesting musical things going on. Because, like, say what you will about Limp Bizkit, who I feel like now he's kind of, like, people will say they like him ironically, mm-hmm. but also Fred Durst has kind of grown and evolved mm-hmm. as such to where I think people are like, okay, yeah, I'll go see Limp Bizkit sort of thing. All the musicians in the band mm-hmm. were pretty, like, accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, their drummer and bass player, like, were a jazz drummer and jazz mm-hmm. bass player and stuff like that. Wes Borland mm-hmm. Doesn't get enough credit for his guitar work, but
yeah,
you know, it had a very early 2000s kind of sonic sound to it. And actually, there's songs that I like on that mm-hmm. album.
Had Rollin', Take a Look Around, Boiler, My Generation, Living It Up.
Boiler, I like Boiler.
Yeah, I do too. Southern Rain from Billy Ray Cyrus. Fozzie from Fozzie, which is wrestler Chris Jericho's band.
I say like I didn't know that. It was more like, oh, they put out an album mm-hmm. in 2000. Okay.
Yeah. Hybrid Theory, Linkin Park's debut. Mm. I had One Step Closer, Paper Cut, Crawling in the End, By Myself, Points of Authority. I remember
Myself. What a great song.
I remember hearing Crawling and One Step Closer on the point all the time when we were like 9.
Oh, yeah.
I just, the shouting of Shut Up.
Yeah.
I was telling it to my Barney toy.
Shut up when I'm talking to you. Yeah. Shut up.
Scattered, Smothered, and Covered from Hootie and the Blowfish, which is just an album of cover songs.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly. Nelly Furtado's debut.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Like a Bird and Turn Off the Light.
Great song.
Mm-hmm. All That You Can Leave Behind from U2 has Beautiful Day.
Great song.
Stuck in the Moment, You Can't Get Out.
Stuck in the Moment's a good song
as
well.
And Elevation, mm-hmm. which is a cool stadium tune.
Yeah.
Awake from Godsmack. Bizarre. It's just spelled two different ways. Yeah. From ICP, the Insane Clown Posse. Yes. The Dynasty, Rock La Familia from Jay-Z. No Name Face from Lifehouse, which has Hanging by a Moment. Stank On Ya from Outkast.
Yes.
Has Bombs Over Baghdad. Yeah. So Fresh and So Clean, Miss Jackson, Gasoline Dreams.
Huge album.
Tomorrow Sounds Today, Dwight Yoakam. 3LW, which has Play Is Gonna Play. Origin from Evanescence, Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars, Fatboy Slim, which has Weapon of Choice.
Yeah.
The Color of Silence from Tiffany.
Tiffany.
The 80s pop star Tiffany.
Yeah.
Forever from Spice Girls, Conspiracy of One, The Offspring, which has Original Prankster, Want You Bad, Million Miles Away, Lovers Rock from Sade, Sound Loaded, Ricky Martin, which has She Bangs, Black and Blue from Backstreet Boys, Shape of My Heart, which that's the single off there. Mama's Gun from Erykah Badu, The W, Wu-Tang Clan, Renegades from Rage Against the Machine, which is another cover album. Spiritual Machines, Our Lady Peace, or it has a lot of covers on it. Spiritual Machines from Our Lady Peace, The Last Meal from Snoop Dogg, Lights Out from Lil Wayne, and some songs. I Hope You Dance from Leanne Womack.
I hope you dance.
I hope you dance. He Wasn't Man Enough, Toni Braxton. Can't Fight the Moonlight, Leanne Rimes. Shake Your Ass from Mystical. Untitled, How Does It Feel from D'Angelo. And Try Again from Aaliyah.
All right. So some TV shows that debuted in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Part of your Fox Sunday Night.
Oh, yeah. Gilmore Girls.
Yep.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm. CSI, Crime Scene Investigation.
Yeah.
Black Books. Coupling, Dark Angel, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I don't want to be spaghetti.
I don't want to be spaghetti.
What do you mean by tonight, you?
Great. Very funny show. Survivor, mm-hmm. which is still on.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Clerks, the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Andromeda. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
I heard Harvey Birdman. you said Jackass.
Yeah.
I get the appeal. I hate Jackass.
I do too. I never liked it.
Yeah.
Like even when kids our age were watching, like it's not one of those things where it's like, I don't like it now, but I loved it as a kid. I never liked it.
Yeah.
I always thought it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They were, as the title suggests, jackasses.
But I mean, again, you know, it was what it was and it was popular for a reason. It just made stars out of dumbasses.
It was just like you sit there and you're like, these guys are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But props to Steve-O, who's turned his life around and stuff like that. He's been sober for like 15 years.
Johnny Knoxville's been successful.
Yeah.
He's been the ringleader of the whole thing.
Big Brother, X-Men Evolution, which is a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Queer as Folk, Jackie Chan Adventures, the cartoon, Yu-Gi-Oh, the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even Stevens.
Yeah, that was a funny show. Daytime.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, exactly.
Introduction of Shia LaBeouf. The Ali G Show. Booyakasha.
God.
Ed with Tom Cavanaugh. Yeah.
And Julia Bowen.
That's very true.
Justin Long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
C-Lab 2021. Yes, dear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Michael Malley,
yeah.
The guy from Boston Public.
Yeah.
And then the older sister from Uncle Buck.
Yeah, exactly.
And then another lady.
And she was also in How Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes.
I thought you said How Mr. Holland's Opus.
How Mr. Holland is Opus.
Open wide.
Titus.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Titus.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah.
Boston Public.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say, you said the guy in Yesteryear's from Boston, he's from Boston Common. That was the show in the 90s.
Yeah, Boston Public, I get those mixed up. Boston Public had James Spader, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of Boston Common on NBC.
Yeah,
which I haven't thought about that show since the 90s.
The 90s.
Which I don't know where the hell that came from.
I just think of Boston Common. I don't remember if it was on Thursdays or Fridays, but I just
remember. It came on after Caroline in the City. Boston Common after Caroline in the City, right before Friends.
Yes.
But not after Seinfeld.
That's my 1998 Thursday night.
As told by Ginger, Waking the Dead, Static Shock.
Oh, yeah.
Dora the Explorer, The Brack Show.
I'm Brack, and this is my show.
Girlfriends, I already said Big Brother. The Weekenders.
Ah, yeah, I remember the show.
What did they say? Later Days.
Later Days.
I almost said Smell You Later. My Hero, Trigger Happy TV, Cribs. MTV Cribs, Higher Ground, Cheaters.
Yeah, I remember Cheaters.
The Weakest Link, Strong Medicine, Gross Point, Nikki, Bet, Soul Food.
It's pronounced BET.
Oh, sorry.
And all the wonderful programming on BET.
Yes. Freaky Links, Mysterious Ways, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Son of the Beach.
With the voice of the great John Ritter as Clifford.
Yeah, that's right. RoboCop, Prime Directives, Monarch of the Glen, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Mm-hmm. That's all the same show, by the way.
yes.
Sheena, Trading Spaces,
mm-hmm.
Hamtaro, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
Ah.
So coming off the heels of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brothers Garcia. Oh, I forgot about Rebus. Not to be confused with Reba.
Didn't Reba start? No, that was like 2001.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rebus started in 2000.
Ah, yes.
This guy does not look like Reba McEntire. Some TV show endings
in
2000 as well. There are a lot of TV shows that start in the 2000s and end in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. We do endings for things that started before 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're going to cover the ones that ended in the 2000s whenever they debuted in the 2000s, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh,
ended
did
in 2000.
It? Wow.
Huge show.
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Ended in 2000.
Still freaky, freaky.
Boy Meets World
ended
in 2000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some big shows. The Chris Rock Show ended in 2000. Colby's Clubhouse, the Christian television program.
Oh, yeah, yes.
ECW Hardcore TV.
Mm.
ECW on TNN.
Yeah.
Jesse, the TV series. Oh, Christina Applegate. I was like, why do I have this here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kablam.
Ah, yes.
Loveline. The new Batman Superman Adventures.
Mm.
Pacific Blue.
Oh, yeah, with the beach patrol, like the bikers or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the Hulk Hogan
patrol. Got the party going on.
Yeah.
You won't catch the lifeguard messing with your babes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pepper Ann, Good Riddance. I hated that show. Saved by the Bell, The New Class.
Standing on the Edge of Tomorrow.
That's Saved by the Bell, The College Years.
Damn it.
Yeah, The New Class went from 93 to 2000. Like, what?
Huh?
7 seasons for Saved by the Bell, The New Class. How the hell did that happen?
I thought The College Years was like 94 to like 95.
Hmm.
College Years was on earlier than I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for you Saved by the Bell fans out there. If you listened last week, you heard we're not a fan, but I do remember watching the college years when it was on television. Sports Night, Suddenly Susan,
Brooke Shields and Judd Nelson.
Superman, the animated series ended in 2000. Tenacious D, the TV series ended in 2000. Mm-hmm. the Tom Green Show ended in 2000. My Butt Is on the Cheese. Keenan and Kel ended in 2000.
Man. Classic.
WCW Saturday Night. Malcolm and Eddie with Malcolm Jamal Warner and Eddie Griffin. Griffin. Party of Five ended in 2000. PB&J Otter ended in 2000. And that's all I have.
Oh, okay. That's some television here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some sports. A little bit of sports in the world of sports. First, football, January 15th, 2000. The Jacksonville Jaguars defeat the Miami Dolphins 62-7 in the AFC Divisional game, yikes, which was Dan Marino's last game ever.
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
No Super Bowl for you.
Sorry. Uh-huh. Bill Belichick.
Sorry.
Bill Belichick replaces Pete Carroll as Patriots head coach. He'd go on to win six championships as head coach of the Patriots. The Music City Miracle, the AFC wildcard game, which happened between the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. The St. Louis Rams in the year 2000 for the 1999 season. The St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, defeat the Tennessee Titans in Super Bowl 34 to cap off again the 1999-2000 season. The Ravens win the Super Bowl for the 2000 season in the year 2001. Rams and Patriots amongst a few teams to undergo uniform changes.
Yes. Yep, I remember that.
Monday Night Miracle, where during a Monday Night Football game, the Jets score 30 points in the fourth quarter, tying the Miami Dolphins twice, then went on to defeat Miami in overtime 40-37. If that wasn't enough for Monday Night Football, Dennis Miller joins the Monday Night Football announced team. So I remember that.
Hey, cha-cha. Hey, Spudley.
Yeah. Marshall Faulk wins the MVP. Ronnie Lott, Howie Long, and Joe Montana are inducted into the Hall of Fame. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Mets 4-1.
Oh, no, I'm in Joe Montana. Joe Montana's a quarterback, you idiot.
Oh, no, I'm in Joe Montana.
Waterboy.
That's right. Yankees beat in baseball. The Yankees beat the Mets 4-1 in what was dubbed the Subway Series.
Yeah.
Tony Perez, Sparky Anderson, and Carlton Fisk amongst those inducted into Cooperstown. Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez win their league Cy Youngs. Jeff Kent and Jason Giambi win their respective league's MVPs. Ken Griffey Jr. traded to the Reds and hits 400th career home run, the youngest to ever do it at the time. Cubs open the season by beating the Mets in the Tokyo Dome. Andres Galarraga hits a home run, and Braves first baseman Andres Galarraga hits a home run in his first game back after missing the entire 1999 season with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken Jr. has his 3,000th hit. Randy Johnson's 3,000th strikeout. NBC declined to renew its rights to broadcast Major League Baseball games, which they'd done since 1947.
Golly.
And outside of 1990 and 1993 had been the exclusive home of the World Series for the last 26 years up to that point. In November, the Mariners signed Ichiro Suzuki.
Yep.
And in December, the Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez to a then-record 10-year, $252 million contract.
Mm.
In the NBA, the Lakers won their first NBA title in 12 years, beating the Pacers 4-2. Isaiah Thomas and Coach Pat Summitt are inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame. 1999-2000 awards in the NBA. MVP was Shaq. Rookie of the Year was Elton Brand and Steve Francis. Defensive Player of the Year was Alonzo Mourning. Most Improved was Jalen Rose. Coach of the Year was Doc Rivers. Sixth Man of the Year award went to Rodney Rogers. In the NHL, the Millennium patches on the jerseys.
Yes.
The 1999-2000 St. Louis Blues win the President's Trophy for the most points in the league.
Yeah, baby.
1999-2000 Devils beat the Stars in the Stanley Cup Finals. In the 2000-2001 season, Minnesota Wild and Columbus Blue Jackets play their first games. At the end of the year, Mario Lemieux makes his return after a 3.5-year retirement. He would record 3 points in his return. In only 43 games, Super Mario would score 76 points.
Jeez.
So reclaiming... You know, he hardly missed a step.
Yeah.
Ray Bourque would go to the Colorado Avalanche in 2000 along with Dave Anderchuk, but Bourque would stay to be a key contributor to the Avs Stanley Cup victory in the 2000-2001 season. In between 1999 and 2000 and the 2000-2001 season, last games included Paul Coffey, Kevin Hatcher, Kurt McClain, Larry Murphy, Ron Sutter, Guy Hebert, Marty McSorley, Grant Fuhr, Guy Carboneau, Ray Shepard, Bill Ranford, Darren Pupa, and Wendell Clark. The 2000 award winners for 1999-2000 season, Art Ross was Jaromir Jagr, the Calder was Scott Gomez, Selke was Steve Yzerman, Hart was Chris Pronger, Norris was Chris Pronger, Jack Adams was Joel Quenneville, King Clancy was Curtis Joseph, Lady Bing was Pavel Dimitra, Lester Pearson was Jaromir Jagr, Rocket Richard was Pavel Bure, Vezina was Olaf Kolzig. Hall of Fame, Joe Mullen and Denise Savard go in. Finally, in wrestling, WrestleMania 2000, a lot went on in wrestling, but
yeah,
just the results to WrestleMania 2000 in Anaheim. Bull Buchanan and Big Boss Man defeat D'Lo Brown and The Godfather with Ice-T. Hardcore Holly wins Hardcore Battle Royal for Hardcore title. Test and Albert with Trish beat Al Snow and Steve Blackman. Edge and Christian defeat the Hardys and the Dudleys in a triangle ladder match for the tag titles. Terry defeats the Cat. Too Cool and China beat the Radicals. Triple Threat for the Eurocontinental Championship, which was just what was referred to when Kurt Angle held both the European Championship and Intercontinental title. Chris Benoit versus Chris Jericho versus Kurt Angle. Benoit pins Angle for the IC. Jericho pins Angle for the European. Kane and Rikishi beat Road Dogg and X-Pac. Fatal 4-Way for the WWF Championship, known as a McMahon in every corner. Triple H had Stephanie. The Rock had Vince. Mick Foley had Linda. Big Show had Shane.
Mm-hmm.
PWI Awards Wrestler of the Year, The Rock. Tag Team, Hardy Boys. Match of the Year, Triangle Ladder Match at WrestleMania 2000. The Feud, Triple H. Feud of the Year, Triple H versus Kurt Angle. Most popular was The Rock. Most hated, Kurt Angle. Comeback of the Year was Rikishi. Most improved was Steve Corino. Most inspirational was Booker T. Rookie of the Year, Kurt Angle. Woman of the Year, Stephanie McMahon. Editor's Award, Classy Freddie Blassie. Debuts of Kenny Omega, Trish Stratus, Kevin Steen, Briscoe Brothers, Matt Sydal, and Alberto Del Rio.
Man.
The retirements, Bret Hart, Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Macho Man Randy Savage from Regular Action, Miss Elizabeth, Paul Orndorff. Oh, and David Arquette, the actor David Arquette, became the WCW World Heavyweight Champion on April 26th, 2000 on an episode of WCW Thunder.
Shenanigans. To his credit, he did not want to be awarded with that belt.
Yes, and all of the proceeds that he earned from being the champion in his contract and everything, he donated to the family of Owen Hart.
Yeah, so stand-up guy.
He is. David Arquette is a stand-up guy.
Even though Ready to Rumble blows.
Yeah.
Anyway, some video games to round us out. We have The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, Final Fantasy 9, Counter-Strike, Diablo 2, The Sims, Resident Evil Code Veronica, Dave Mira's Freestyle BMX, Banjo-Tooie, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, New Age of Heroes, Hitman, Codename 47, Paper Mario, Donald Duck Going Quackers.
Ah, yes, I know the cover.
Yeah, Spider-Man for the PlayStation,
which
I had for Game Boy Color.
I can see the cover in my head.
Yep.
Yes.
Star Trek Voyager Elite Force. Mario Tennis, Sacrifice, My Sacrifice,
yes.
Creed,
Classic,
Mech Warrior 4, Vengeance, Crash Bash, The Operative, No One Lives Forever, Evil Dead, Hail to the King, Tomb Raider Chronicles, Vagrant Story, Spyro, Year of the Dragon, Disney's Aladdin and Nasira's Revenge, The Emperor's New Groove, Midnight Club, Street Racing, Chicken Run, Dino Crisis 2, Disney's 102 Dalmatians, South Park Rally, Thief 2, Alien Resurrection, Madden 2001, WWF SmackDown, FIFA 2001, NHL 2001, Shogun Total War.
NHL 2001 that has the opening package in NHL 2001 is to the Collective Soul song.
Yeah.
Heavy, which is excellent. Has Owen Nolan on the cover, played a hell of a lot of it.
Yep.
And we did a hell of a lot for the 2000s.
I'll say.
Ever since we came back with the Radcast last year in April 2022, we've been going and chugging along with the 2000s, and we're finally pulling it into the New Millennium Station.
Oh, yeah.
We will say again. New Millennium Station.
New Millennium Station sounds like a whatever Sirius XM station.
Ah, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But that's the 2000s as a whole. Please, we implore you to go back and listen to all of our other entries into our 2000 retrospective. We'll be taking on the 80s in 2024. We are so excited for that because although we never lived a minute in the 80s, we love the 80s. We know a lot about the 80s, but it's going to be fun to go back and revisit things. And maybe learn something about the 80s.
And there will be no, like, how we usually interject with some sort of personal experience. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any of that. But
of course, there will be albums and movies and television that will be like, I love that album.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, exactly. I love that stupid birthmark on his head.
I was watching The Naked Gun last night, and there's a scene at the beginning where Frank Drebin is beating up all those everybody who's been deemed this like axis of evil like Ayatollah Khomeini and everything like that. Yeah. And he is Gorbachev in a headlock, and he wipes the thing off his head, and he looks at the camera, and he's like, "I knew it." It's great.
God, Leslie Nielsen and the Naked Gun movies.
The Naked Gun genius. Came out at the nearing the end of the 80s.
Yeah.
So
I knew it.
We'll mention that, of course. But as we said at the beginning, we got a lot to finish out the year that we're going to be taking on. And we hope you all continue to join us for this ride. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for joining us. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.